Welcome back to the Life Besides Christ podcast. I've put us all in a negative mood. This is episode
11?
Either 10 through 15-ish. We don't know. But
Brady's a little negative tonight.
I'm very negative tonight.
Yeah.
I probably just spent, the last half hour full of complaints.
Hey, this is a support group.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to support me in not strangling my brother.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, hey, let's try to help out, play some music. He's like, hey, can you turn that off, dude?
Between him cranking music in my ear and chomping on an ice pop, it doesn't cheer you up.
Oh, it's so good.
Nice.
But
I had two oranges. I was kind of disappointed.
Bro, there are more.
No, I don't want more. I just want better.
Speaking of oranges, then ask.
No, that's what do you mean?
Speaking of oranges, have you guys heard the stupid orange theory?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So if you were...
Then again, you're the only one here in a relationship.
Do we all agree, though, that you would just give them the full orange?
Just straight back or like peeled?
Yeah, I would not peel it.
Oh.
If Zoe asks for two oranges, I'm giving her two oranges as is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what are you...
She said that was a red flag. I was like, you want me to peel your oranges, Zoe? Yeah. She's like, no.
Nobody wants those.
So that's not a red flag.
But aren't you supposed to like ask them to peel it?
Oh. Well, either way, she said I'm a red flag.
Oh.
Which is fine. She married me already.
Strapped.
Yeah. You know she doesn't listen to our podcast?
And we were trying to get her on here as a guest.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, okay, so is this a sports podcast? She would have no idea.
No.
She told me, I just don't know when they're coming out. I'm like, homie, try a week after I come back from recording one. Take a guess. She said she'd watch if it were a video one. Like, this is super...
Mm-hmm.
If people could see, honestly, people would be like, this is cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, it could be worse.
I don't know where. This kind of leads into another thing that I actually took a note about.
Okay.
We might be the jankiest ragtag podcast in the world. Like, every time we turn on our mics, well, there's a buzzing in one new mic. And then we have to try and figure out, gotta just wiggle them enough. You know, like, when you have to wiggle the antenna, the bunny?
Yes.
To get rid of the static.
Yeah, that's what we're like. And then it's like, okay.
Well, if you go back to, like, episodes, I think it's like 6 or 7, the entire episode was recorded with that sound. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what we're talking about, and a full episode we put out.
Yeah. There's no way that Joe Rogan has this problem. There's not like, Jamie, why is my mic buzzing?
Yeah, well, he's got Jamie, though.
Also, the other thing is like, so if we have a guest, we're going to have to be like, hey, don't touch your mic, because you'll throw off the whole podcast.
We'll be here for another half hour just trying to figure it out.
But also, we're happy to have you.
Yeah.
That's true. And we're back.
Yeah, this is, I guess, technically the first one we've recorded this year, right?
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I was a little late on getting that Christmas episode out.
That's all right, man.
I kind of like the pace we work at. Put an episode out every 6 months. I like that.
Yeah.
We're on episode 11, so through, well, it was February of last year, I think, our first one went out. So... 10 episodes of a year.
That's a good pace.
It could be worse.
Really. I think we started Matthew 4 in October, and we're starting Matthew 5 today.
Hopefully.
Maybe. You guys seen Love on the Spectrum?
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah, baby. Tanner's my boy. Connor's my boy.
I like Tanner.
They're all my boys, actually.
I like Tanner a lot. If we could all be as nice as them, though, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome.
But I'm not. I'm not as nice. So I went on a rant for a half hour about my school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's okay, man.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
How about Super Bowl predictions? We got this weekend coming up.
It's scripted.
I can tell you exactly who's going to win.
I already placed a bet.
Can I legally tell people who to place a bet on?
Well, this will probably be out after the fact. Okay. Most likely.
That's true.
It rhymes with Manzus Kitty. That's who you should place a bet on.
What? Manzus Kitty?
Yeah, that's what it rhymes with. We used to have a coach that would do that, and it was always funny.
Yes.
Like, he would be like, so what do we need to be doing to get defensive rebounds? And he'd be like, it rhymes with locks bout. Like we were all dumb. It's box out for those people that aren't sports people.
Which is funny. I do like that.
But yeah, bet on the team that Taylor Swift's a fan of.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm rooting against them, so I know for a fact that they will win.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Niners.
And you're welcome. Maybe we'll turn this into a gambling podcast.
Well, probably not.
Advisors.
Ragtag Podcast. That's our new name.
Yep. That's us.
That could be our offshoot. That's our after hours.
Yeah.
Ooh, after hours. I like that.
He's like a pen in his hand, just ready to write notes.
That's good.
Do you want to know what he's written? Nothing.
I was thinking no notes. But I look ready, don't I?
Yeah, you
do. Like, I even got a Bible really. This time. Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do the video, huh? I'd actually have to, like, fake write.
Do you guys want to hear what my complaint is?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What's my portion, this, what's it called? Topic?
Hot take.
Hot takes?
Yeah, what are they called, though? Segment.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that, sorry.
All right, so I've been watching an unnamed podcast a lot lately. You two probably know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
But I am so sick of people that are asked, like, are you religious? Yeah, I'm super spiritual. Please stop, because you worshiping crystals is not what we mean by religious.
Right.
I hate it so much. Yeah, I'm super spiritual. I'm like, I believe in the earth. Like, yeah, you do. You believe in the earth? Wow. What else? Do you also believe in trees? Because that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I believe in energy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like oil? What do you mean?
Yeah. Okay. I can get on board with that.
Yeah. Energy and auras.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's actually my favorite two things. I don't even know what it is. Really.
Tell me what they are.
I have no idea. So.
Yeah. I'm a Pisces. Do you know, it actually, it's just become me taking over this podcast. I was so disturbed the other night, and I actually told Zoe, like, I think you should have had to disclose this before we set our vows. I asked what her sign was, or whatever, is it horoscope?
I think you're, yeah.
It's
what's your blank sign?
Yeah.
We all know what
I can't,
saying.
I'm blanking on it too.
Anywho. She knew hers. I
know mine.
Oh.
Dude. I didn't know we were sitting across the freaking
I bet
nerd.
You know yours. You just.
I promise blank. I don't know what mine is. I don't know what mine is. I guess apparently mine makes me cranky.
Yeah, see if it's true. Read it.
Yeah, I got the cranky month. Probably the year of the rat.
Ooh.
That's the...
What's that?
I think you're referring to the Chinese calendar.
Oh. See, that's how out of the loop I am.
Astrology signs.
Astrology.
Yeah.
I think you're a dog anyway. In the Chinese.
Dog.
I went to Hunan's the other day.
Uh-huh.
All you can eat sushi. I was reading that. I was like, oh, I think.
Where is that?
Springfield?
Oh, okay.
I think Barry's a dog. I think I'm a horse.
So how... Oh, I was going to say, how does the sushi play into...
What's Brady's your astrology sign?
Gemini.
That's so disgusting. The fact that I had to just watch those words come out of his mouth.
Yeah, why did you say it like that, too?
Because I knew he was...
He like
glaring at me like that.
It's insane to me.
You guys haven't broken eye contact. Oh, there you go. Okay, I was feeling some tension there.
Yeah, well, that's what Gemini's and...
Well, that was that energy that I was trying to talk about.
That's what Gemini's and Pisces do. They just don't get along. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Your zodiac sign. That's what I think they're called.
What's astrology? Though?
It's like referring to it. So, like, your sign is like your zodiac sign, I think.
So, what's Brady?
I'm just looking it up just to make it even more mad tonight.
I promise it says I'm probably crazy.
When's your birthday?
9/30/98.
Month?
September. It's the ninth month.
You a Libra.
Okay. And what?
Balance is the...
Oh, yeah. You can...
Carter, March?
Yeah.
March what?
18th.
Uh-oh. Does it take...
You're a Pisces. A fish.
Oh, sick.
Oh, he is slimy.
Hey, what do you mean? Only whenever I'm out of my element, bro.
Does it take into...
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. That's just words. And that's what I mean. So he's the kind of person that would be like, I'm spiritual.
No, dude.
It's just words.
That's freaking comedy, dude. Freaking keep up, dude.
Well, explain to us the joke.
Please.
I thought it was funny. That you said I was slimy. That was funny.
Then you said only when I'm out of my element?
Yeah, dude. Whenever I'm out of the water, dude, I get slimy. If I'm in the water, you don't even know.
No.
So you don't think that the fish have that slimy on them in the water?
Nah, dude. If I think I got air, I mean...
He doesn't even know where the fish is.
If I have enough water to move around, I'm good. If you put me in a little cooler or something, I get slimy. Okay?
Dude.
Don't worry about it, dude. It's a fish thing, dude. Don't.
We're about to stop this podcast right now.
You can't even understand it.
It's a Pisces.
Yeah, you're not a Pisces.
You wouldn't know as a Libra.
You're not like us. Me and Zoe.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, good. So yeah, astrology, huh?
As two single men, you two, if a woman told you on the first date what her zodiac sign is, like,
yeah,
is that a red flag?
Oh, that's a little off-putting.
Like, yeah.
That's insane, yeah.
To just, yeah.
Why?
Why are you thinking about it that much? You know?
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you were asking me that. I was like,
No, like, if on a first date?
Correct.
I don't know, it's just...
On any date,
it's
actually.
That important to you?
Like, it's not even a thing. It's
right.
It's just made up.
What do you think about that Farmer's Almanac, though?
What?
You guys heard about that?
No. What is that?
I won't say their name. So people I work for, used to work for, they would do certain things.
I feel like this is real.
Certain weeks with the moon and stuff, it like made them feel better or worse.
I believe that more than I believe zodiac signs.
I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
It's like on this week of this year, like you're going to get more rain or something. Like
oh.
That. Watch, one farmers that listens to us is gonna write in. But
so, like, what's telling them that? Like, how are they getting that? Just by the moon phases, or what?
There's a book you buy. It's each year. You get a new one every year.
Hey,
who's making this? Like, that's funny to me.
Yeah, it's wild.
Hey, if you're listening and you believe in this. Please come on this show, and we're going to do a separate offshoot, Life Beside Christ Debates.
Debates.
And you and I will debate this stupid topic. So please, seriously, I don't even know how you contact us anymore, but figure it out. And well, then,
like we said, Brady's had a rough evening here, and he's on nights this week, so maybe it's just poor timing.
And then what are the crystals?
I don't know. Is that even related to the astrology stuff?
They're all in the same category as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
So that was your hot take?
Yeah, I don't like people that say they're spiritual.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I was thinking astrology.
When asked if they're... Yeah, I don't like people that have zodiac signs and talk about it, but that wasn't even my hot take. I guess I won't say I don't like people, because my wife apparently is a... it's funny, because I can just say whatever I want about her now.
What?
Now that I know she doesn't listen.
That's true.
Oh, on here.
What's it matter?
Yeah, she'll never know.
Yeah.
So I guess I won't say I don't like those people, because apparently I'm married to one, but I disagree with you.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I'm going to ask every single guest that ever comes on this podcast. Mark my words.
I think there are a lot of debates, though, like Christian versus, like, people who believe in there's like zodiac signs and like astrology. And
Christians stuff like that. Versus delusional.
But there are like some heavy debates, I believe, between the groups, I guess.
I don't want to take up too much time. Hey, how are your notes going?
They're not anything right now.
On another podcast, this was discussed. What do you guys think of aliens?
Are we just going into all the conspiracy theories or what?
I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory. I guess it kind of is.
So what's your picture of aliens?
I don't believe in aliens.
Yeah.
I do believe in Bigfoot. I'm serious about that. Why is that so funny to you, dude?
It's just random. I don't know.
I believe in them.
Like you believe in them, and how, like, the shows and books and whatever make them out to be?
I believe that he's a spinoff of what those. Probably more. I think he's probably more animal than they. Like, very bear-like, but spends most of his time walking.
What if it was just, like, a North American gorilla that learned how to walk? More normal and was taller, you know, just a different species of gorilla.
You mean like a Bigfoot species?
Well, I mean, would you call it a Bigfoot species?
I don't know. I just thought about that. North American gorilla.
Just thought about it.
Naming gorillas, bro.
Yeah, that's wild.
You got your silverbacks. North American, South American. I don't know why I gave you a southern accent.
I do not believe in aliens.
No, I don't think I believe in them and how the movies portray them.
Why is the government so weird about it, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not just open it up and be like, hey, look.
Again, I think there's a ton of different rabbit holes of conspiracy theories you could jump into.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bigfoot lives on.
True.
You guys want to talk about Christianity?
Oh.
Hey, man.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say you got your skunk ape down in Alabama, too.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm with him. I know.
You ever heard of a skunk ape, dude?
Ache?
Ache? Yeah, he can't. A stomach ache, dude? You ever heard of that, dude?
That's when I eat that Hunan sushi.
That's true, man. Ache. Freaking run a marathon after that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Huh?
That doesn't sound fun.
No.
So what's a skunk ape?
Oh, yeah.
Explain. Don't look at me like that. Say something.
Well, you see, you got your skunks.
Yeah.
And you got your...
It's just a Bigfoot that smells like a skunk.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a hater, bro.
He is a hater.
Yeah, I don't know what's so funny.
What? That's not real. That's not real.
Hey, that's why it's a conspiracy, man. Haters.
What, I assume he's going to tell us unicorns aren't real?
Yeah,
either?
Freaking.
What else you want to ruin?
Oh, yeah, man. You got to ruin freaking St. Patrick's Day, too, dude. Gosh. What a loser.
Hey. I do have a Christian topic to talk about.
Okay.
And I actually want to get somebody on here more intelligent than us, but, like, you guys don't have to go deep into it and offend anybody. But I'm just curious, what do you think of, like, the other Christian denominations and, like, going to heaven?
What do you mean?
Do non-denominational Christians that believe in Jesus, believe he died for our sins, have repented, have been baptized, and live a life as close to God as they can, turn away from sin as much as they can, do they believe that, like, Catholics also go to heaven, but with all their, like, some of their extra stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been thinking a lot about this. Or Protestants, or all of them, you know?
Yeah. First of all, obviously, not up to us.
Yeah,
not,
right, like, yeah.
But just a conversation. I don't know. I think it's what their heart leads them to. I mean, I know that's, like, just a basic answer.
Right. But,
I think if you... Because there is that step ladder, whatever, on what you need to get done and trying to fight sin.
Yeah.
So I think if you do that...
I mean, that's everything.
And have just a good heart and face God in everything you do, then...
Because, I mean, they do all the same stuff. They believe Jesus died for our sins, was... resurrected.
Right.
They do believe in, but their baptism's different. That's the other thing. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I would say with that, I was thinking about that earlier this week. One with, like, Catholics, but then I listened to someone talk about the two other guys on the cross with Jesus. Like, the one that Jesus turned and said, today I'll see you in paradise. He wasn't baptized, or I guess we don't know that he was. We can assume that he wasn't, since he just really met Jesus and heard of him on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess, I mean, we know that, like Carter said, it's ultimately God's decision, and someone can, by God's will, I guess, make it to heaven without being baptized. So, I don't know, necessarily, like, you're talking about, like, being baptized as an infant versus as, like, a...
Or without, like, submersion, you know?
Like a pouring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was what I was talking about with Zoe. It's, like, I assume, and I don't know, there, if you write in and tell me I'm wrong and explain how I'm wrong, I'll be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But my thinking right now, like, the first disciples of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have gathered that they weren't like, okay, we're the Catholic disciples. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they were just believers in Christ.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if you cover those bases...
Yeah, I guess, because, I mean, I don't know the like, Christian denominational history, I guess. I don't know... maybe it's something we should look into or know. Yeah. But, like, when the different denominations became a thing. But I guess you could argue even all the letters that Paul wrote to, the churches spread out. They did things differently. And a lot of times that's what he's acknowledging in some of those letters. Like, hey, you're doing this wrong. Yeah. We need to do it this way. And maybe that's when different denominations, maybe even if they weren't, like, labeled or titled differently. I don't know. Maybe that's when they were created in some sort.
The other thing I was thinking about the other day, and like I said, this is just talk. I'm not... Some of the best people I know and some of my best friends are Catholic, so I'm not trying... There's no attack on people that are Catholic. But I'm also, like, I'd be curious to talk to a Catholic.
Yeah.
Because I saw that some of the stuff that their Pope comes out with, and I'm like, isn't that... Some of it's directly against the teachings. And so I'm always confused. Like, do Catholics follow him strictly, or do they have their own free will? And, you know,
there's a handful of things. And again, not to attack the Catholic Church in any way. There's a handful of things that I don't understand.
That's more of my problem. I don't
understand. Yeah, and how it works. And there's a couple things that I just, to me, seem, like you said, the opposite, or just not right, I guess.
Yeah. So basically, like, my whole thing with the Catholic deal or any of the other Christian denominations, like, I really don't, one, like you guys said, which is a good point, it's not up to us. So it kind of makes you feel bad to even talk about it, but just, it's kind of a fun topic.
Yeah.
The other thing is I haven't spent enough time learning about the other denominations, so I'm not, like, passing on judgment. I'm just curious about the topic. How all the Christians, how we all stand with that. Okay, well, do we want to cover the email and then get into our quick Bible study?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a listener emailed in, was upset that we had no food debate questions on this recent one, because usually we're arguing about something dumb with food. Instead, we argued about something dumb with what?
Astrology.
Yeah, astrology this time. What was our last one,
though? Oh. Did you have one? It was our trivia.
Oh, Halloween.
Oh, it is funny. It was
a
couple months behind there, but...
Okay. Yeah. So he's got, like, 6 to 7 questions. I'll read them, and then we just want to go around, answer, and then any... conversation needed.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Is it okay to have ketchup with steak? Keith, you first, then Carter.
Is it okay or is it accepted?
He says, is it okay?
Probably not.
It's okay. You're disgusting, but I think technically ketchup started as a steak sauce.
Yeah, it's not okay. That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but I mean.
I also don't love ketchup.
Me neither.
It's fine, but it's not, I don't.
What about barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
I like barbecue, yeah. Not on steak.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh, no.
Is that acceptable with steak?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I'd say so.
I go Sweet Baby Ray's, baby.
On steak?
I'll have some barbecue sauce on any kind of.
Holy crap. Wow, okay.
Barbecue sauce? Oh, it's so good. I love barbecue sauce.
Not on steak, dude. Yeah. How should a steak be cooked? This will be a discussion.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to make my own steak, I'm going to go medium well, but a little bit more. Just a tiny bit more on the well side. I don't like a super soft pink center or red center. It's a weird texture for me, I guess. If I'm going to a restaurant, I'll order it medium well, and it'll usually come more medium in a restaurant than.
You know where I think that stems from? I think his olden country, like, he wanted to make sure that he killed all the bacteria.
Yeah, that's true. It's safety over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I get that from
you. Yeah, for sure. So whenever I was a kid, I liked it like that as well, more on the well side. And then I grew up, and like it more medium rare. In a restaurant, I'll just say medium, because that could be... three different things. So I just play it safe and play go medium. Field. Yeah. But yeah, now that I've grown up a little bit, I like it.
Anything from rare to medium is acceptable. Anything over, it's insane to me. I agree. If you're in a restaurant, you either order the medium and hoping that it comes like closer to medium rare, but you can live with, like, you can, with some water, you can choke down a medium well steak.
Yeah.
Medium rare is my favorite if I'm doing it myself.
Yeah, if it comes out.
Yeah. You really grew up, huh?
Dude!
When I grew up, I became a adult.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah, next question.
Is it okay to have pineapple on pizza?
No.
I kind of like it.
No.
I love it.
No. I kind of like it.
I'm with you, dude. I used to think that that's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But that's sweet with like a good sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Got that sauce. I love it.
That's where he decides to take a stand.
No, that's gross.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or white chocolate if you're some kind of weirdo?
Milk.
Milk. But I do like a little hint of that white chocolate sometimes.
I like it.
I'm typically milk chocolate, but second is dark. And when you eat dark chocolate, you don't feel quite as bad because people are like, oh, it's got some good stuff for you. So.
Yeah. You get that salted dark chocolate.
Oh, dude. Woo! I hate when you get the Christmas stuff and it's like salted caramel. Like, I don't need giant chunks of salt
on my chocolate. Oh, I disagree. I freaking love it. Oh, man. That's Christmas,
baby. I salt everything, and I don't want salt on my chocolate.
Hmm. You suck.
Dry rub or barbecue sauce on ribs?
That's a good question.
Both.
Like, that is false.
So you want a dry rub and then dip it in?
Yeah. That's how I picture it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question. I will go dry rub.
I'm dry rub as well because of Keith's point is like, go ahead and do the dry rub because you can always add barbecue if you want.
If I'm being honest, I don't know if I've ever had ribs like not at, I guess like a restaurant or something of that sort, I guess. Like, have you guys like made ribs yourself?
It's always dad's got a smoker and mess up the ribs when I'm over there.
So yeah, I guess most of the time, I don't really have a say. It's just how it's served.
Yeah. What goes on a hot dog?
Ketchup. Or barbecue sauce.
Ew.
Dude, Dad would rip it. Ew, God.
Okay, that, buddy. That's disgusting.
Dad would rip into Keith. With a ketchup.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce is number one for me.
That's
On burgers, so hot
Macedonian
dogs.
Macedonian of you, dude.
That's a person that believes in astrology.
Yeah.
Easy there.
That's you.
No.
Okay. Whatever you say, man.
You love barbecue sauce, huh?
Yeah. I've got like 3 bottles.
That's
my pantry.
Man. That's a man that looks like he likes barbecue sauce. Look at him.
Okay, what's the correct answer then?
Do we did?
Carter needs to join us in like 2 more years.
Cut that out.
Keep that in. Carter, I guess, is not old enough to speak.
No, look, I'm going through some stuff, man. I'm going through some stuff.
Okay, what's your answer?
Do I have to pick one?
No.
Or how I prepare? Okay. I'm going mustard first.
Mustard is gross.
No, dude. You go zigzag lines. Of course. Jeez. All the way off.
Nobody has time for that.
Then, you go one center bead of relish, of course.
The way you're explaining this, I know for a fact you spend more time putting the stuff on it than actually eating it. You probably eat them quick. Like, you just...
Oh, dude, I tear up some
things.
Garf them, yeah.
Dogs. Yeah, so what? Why?
That's what I love, man. It's a passion.
To then just shove it in your face?
Dude, it's so good. You put so much time into something.
That's a campfire. I go plain. Yeah. I'm just like, I need to get this dog onto that bun, and I need to start eating.
Okay, but your perfect hot dog.
Perfect hot dog is ketchup and mustard.
Okay.
I like mustard. I know some people say, I think Clint Eastwood says should only put mustard or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a ketchup and mustard guy.
Hey, what book was that? Where he was teaching the lesson of cooking a hot dog well. Was that Hatchet?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No, it was like Guy Fieri's.
Wasn't Hatchet where he was stranded on an island with a hatchet?
Probably not with a hot dog.
No, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
But he had a hot dog? You're pretty sure he had a hot dog?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Do some research, man.
Propane or charcoal grill?
Charcoal?
What's Hank Hill say? He's a propane guy, but I can't remember. Oh, he also talks about if anybody doesn't want their steak medium rare, we kindly but sternly ask them to leave or something.
That's pretty good.
I could, like, propane is like the easy, like,
yeah,
quick grill out like that night, but charcoal's, I feel like you get the better food out of.
Yeah. Honestly, a little wood chip action, dude.
When have you ever...
No, I've never, but this is what I go through my... Like, once I become a man, dude, I
can't... So you can't, wood, you can't say, oh, the wood chips, dude? I bet they'd be so good.
That's what they talk about on TV. I'm like, ooh, that looks fire.
Yeah, but you've not done it. Or had...
No, dude, I do it out in nature. I got that,
So, a campfire.
Yep, some oak.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I don't know my wood like that. I do know what a cherry tree looks like, though.
Okay.
He's just naming trees. So what's your answer, bro?
I said charcoal.
Okay. I think charcoal's probably better.
Yeah.
But I also tend to be in a hurry with everything I do in my life, so yeah, propane's easier. But a big underdog, is that cast iron?
Mm.
Bro, cast iron steak with a little butter base.
So much butter.
Ooh, woo.
I love butter.
Mm.
Mm.
So good. Dude, let's go get some steaks tonight. Well, I'm fired up.
Almost 10:30.
It's so good. We've ate steaks later than that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to eat my lunch here soon.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, we want to get into Matthew 5.
Yeah, real quick. I meant to say this at the beginning of the episode, but we are trying to be more consistent this year, at least with putting episodes out on time monthly. Hopefully we can get to, I know we've said this for the last 8 episodes, but get to a point to where we can put more out consistently. But I think we want to have some guests on and hear from other people. So if there are anybody that you would like to have us have on, maybe shoot us an email with that. And then we appreciate anyone that can share the podcast, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. Yeah, that's all I had real quick. So, getting into the Bible study, like I kind of said earlier, we are starting to get into Matthew 5. We finished up with Matthew 4 a while back, talking about Mary and Joseph's journey, Jesus being baptized, John the Baptist preparing his way. So we're picking up with Matthew 5, and I was looking forward to this section of the Bible study, because I love the Sermon on the Mount that starts here in chapter 5. I think there's so much in there that these are one of the moments that I feel like us talking about it isn't going to do justice for all the stuff that is in it and explaining it to its fullest extent, but hopefully we can do a well enough job that it makes sense and someone can get something out of it, I guess.
Yeah, we may not even get through the beatitudes. What? Yeah, I mean, there's a ton here in this first little bit.
So, yeah, we'll go through the beatitudes. We'll go through as many of them as we can until we hit roughly our time. I don't know, Brady, do you want to read them?
Yeah, how far you want me to go?
You just go ahead and read through the all the beatitudes, and we can pick them apart, I guess.
He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. And that, so this begins Jesus' ministry. This is like the first time he's speaking in Matthew to a crowd of any sorts. And it's a pretty large crowd that we can gather from all of this. And one little tidbit I learned, which I thought was kind of fascinating, or kind of like, I guess, funny in a way. But you, like, noticed, I'm sure, all the blessed are the so-and-so. And someone pointed out that Malachi, which was the last book in the Old Testament, ended. The last word in Malachi was cursed. And the first word that Jesus is saying in his ministry is the exact opposite. Blessed are. I was like, that's a kind of, like, to me, like, that's just kind of a funny little non-coincidence thing there. But it also, they also pointed out that a lot of what Moses was talking about in Exodus, all of his were like, cursed are, and so, again, Jesus is kind of like the opposite of that. But the first one was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the first time reading this, I remember like being kind of like freaked out. There's a lot there. I'm like, huh, I don't know what some of these things even mean. And the initial thought, I was like, well, that seems backwards to me, like some of them. And so the first one, the poor in spirit. When we're talking about the poor in spirit, those are people who understand that they can't do anything that God can't do. So I can't do something that God can't do himself. I can't bring something to the table, so to speak, that God can't. I keep repeating that. But
to acknowledge our deepest human need for God and to grow in that longing and that dependence on a daily basis.
Right. So kind of being humble and giving him his deserved glory in that sense.
That was well said. By me. I don't know what you said.
So I don't know if you guys want to jump in and add anything.
No, you're doing well. I feel like I'm just sitting here learning.
Yeah.
I'm skipping ahead because I'm an impatient person.
No, that's fine.
But the ones that really stood out to me for in our current climate is the blessed are those who are persecuted.
Yeah.
It's like, I personally haven't felt much persecution towards being a Christian because we live in a small town.
Yeah.
There's most people here, I would say, are probably Christian. But you see on the news, and it's like this comfort that comes with knowing that the most important book in the world is telling us it's okay.
Yeah.
You're blessed in that way. And there's, I guess, a reward at the end. That sounds weird to me. Like, it's this game. It's not a game, right, obviously, but
but it's pretty reassuring.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like you said, for us, but to think about other Christians who maybe live in a country that is hard against that, and they're helping spread or talk to other people about it, or just in it themselves. As a fellow Christian, you can kind of rejoice in that.
But like I said, that's skipping towards the end there.
So just to wrap up the poor in spirit, we can't offer anything to God spiritually, anything that grants us entrance into heaven. So that's why I'm saying, like, the kingdom, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, who are poor in spirit.
we're humble and acknowledging God, that's in a way, like, that's not how we get into heaven, but we're not taking it away from ourselves either in that sense, if that makes much sense. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. That one, when I first heard of it, I was like, mourn, like, someone who passed. I was like, okay, like, it makes sense, like, you'll be comforted in their loss. But then I was looking into it more, and a lot of other people were explaining how they took it as mourning over your own sin. So, like, acknowledging that you sin and mourning over that, which leads to repentance, hopefully. And that was, it made more sense in my head to hear it other than just losing somebody and mourning over their death or their passing, but to mourn over your own sin, acknowledge, I'm doing this, I don't like that I'm doing this, and hopefully repenting to change and turn away from that sin. So, yeah, that's mourning. And again, I kind of feel bad like going through these, because I know someone who knows what they're talking about more, they could do an entire sermon off of one sentence. So
I feel that way every podcast.
If there's anyone, like, even especially far more knowledgeable in the Bible listening to this, I hope we're not offending anybody on how deep we're going in the conversation with it. So then next, anything to add? Sorry. Just jump in. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. That was one that I struggled with. I was like, I've never heard the word meek before. But I think Brady, I don't know, did you have that definition pulled up?
Yeah, I had it pulled up and then I lost it. Okay. And then I also forgot it. So
that's fine. To not allow yourself to lose control, get angry over stuff that doesn't matter, be the first one to always speak and argue. And
here it says, to be meek is to be gentle, humble, lowly. The meek are the gentle, those who do not assert themselves over others in order to further their own agendas and their own strength, but who will nonetheless inherit the earth because they trust in God to direct the outcome of events. That kind of, that makes sense to me. Right?
Yeah.
So say you're us, however many years ago, and you're like, wish we had a search engine that I could find out more on this. I guess you just went to your teacher of the Bible and discussed it with them.
Yeah.
I am very thankful for Google in that way.
Yeah.
But that's just interesting to me.
Yeah. So then next, the fourth beatitude, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So for this beatitude, our Bible study talks a lot about, and it refers to David and how it says David was someone who longed after God's own heart. And so in looking at the beatitude, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they compare that, obviously, it's a pretty good example, as David was chasing God's own heart to be closer to him, not for himself, not for his own gain or anything like that, but to be closer to God and be faithful to God. And I thought that was a pretty good, visualization, pretty good example. Hmm. But yeah, someone else probably has a much better one.
I wonder if we can nab Dad for the next one. Have him finish up the Beatitudes with us.
Yeah.
Because that would be... And maybe go back through a few of these. Because we lean heavy on you for your Bible study.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear you with somebody, typically. And then I just add in comedy every once in a while.
It'll be funny. Or cool to look at, as I think all of us get older and more mature in our faith.
Yeah.
To look back at some of these maybe episodes in a few years or however many years, and like,
you knew nothing compared to mm-hmm. like what you knew now and how to explain it. But I think that's half the battle for a lot of us, especially the way things are now and social media and whatnot. But I've got one little, not quite Brady style hot take, but one little thing that it kind of grinds my gears a little bit. Take. Yeah. So when you hear somebody say, or, you know, like a little Facebook post.
That they're spiritual?
No. That says, God will never give you something that you can't handle. What do you think? You like, yeah. Or you like what's your initial feelings when you hear that? I feel like it's overused.
I'm afraid to answer now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's overused and people use it out of context mm-hmm. way too much. And I don't know if that's true. I don't think that that is necessarily true at all. And I think a lot of people refer to like 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'll read that real quick. Mm-hmm. So,
I've never thought about this.
I'm sorry.
Glad you're a deep thinker.
So, 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Bro, he's got four different Bibles lined
up. It's incredible.
Different verses.
I love watching it.
Says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So I think people lean on that first part too much. Like, oh, he's going to give me what I can handle. And my issue with that is people, I think, overuse that in the sense that, well, I can get through everything on my own. And not lean on God. I think that God gives us stuff that we can't handle on our own, or we go through things that we can't handle on our own, and that gives us the perfect opportunity to turn towards him for his help. But it's one of the things where I'm not to poke any bears, I guess, but like when I see it on Facebook, like, oh, God gives, won't give you anything that you can't handle. I was like, okay, maybe, but add the rest to it. Like, you can't handle without God. And I don't know. Maybe
I'm too
into that.
I see what you're saying. Like I said, I've never thought about it. And I also, just sayings in general or stuff like that is always overused.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd never... I'm definitely not going to comment on Facebook.
You know? Yeah.
Kinda no, like and like I said, I don't mean to like...
Good luck with your problem.
Because I think by saying that and just saying it to say it, sometimes you're taking that away from God and giving it to yourself. And that can put yourself in a little bit of trouble by saying, oh, I can do all this on my own. I don't need God to
You're taking figure all the glory.
Out, right. That's my only issue. Like, it's not something that keeps me up at night. It's just something I thought about.
He's just replying to every comment.
Yeah.
Fix this. Yeah. This is no. It's just...
You suck on your own.
Kind of like your tattoo. Kind of ties in with that.
Tattoo?
To do.
I don't even know what...
Your tattoo? What is it? Philippians 4:13?
Yeah, you put me on the spot. And then... Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's well, I
don't... Oh, yeah. I know what you're... Yeah, I know. Like I know it. It's like... It's too easy.
It's like Camp Patterson.
Yeah, that was too easy.
Spell dog. It's the... Well, it's probably overused. I still like it, though. The I can do all things through Christ, mm-hmm. which is kind of what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Who strengthens me. But... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to read when it's on your back. I had to look in a mirror.
Wouldn't it be backwards in a mirror, though, if you're holding it up?
Yeah, so exactly. It makes it even harder. You ever try to read backwards?
You thought they gave you a tattoo in another language.
Yeah, they should have put it backwards on my back. Yeah. And then I could see it.
Yeah.
I always forget there I have a tattoo.
To do.
I'm gonna get a full sleeve.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so excited for you to do that.
I don't know for you. I don't.
I'll pay. I won't pay.
It's gonna be all Macedonian related.
I'll put
yours.
Yeah, Ivan the Terrible.
Just how much you hate Macedonian?
Is that him?
What?
Is he Macedonian?
Who?
Ivan the Terrible?
No.
Ivan the Great.
Who is?
You're thinking of Alexander Russia? The Great.
Yeah.
I don't know who Ivan is.
My phone's dead, but it's got to be somebody. That's too good of a name not to be a terrible person.
Yeah.
Well, I think this podcast is derailed. And
from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of started off.
Hey, would you say you're in a little bit better mood now?
Slightly. Yeah, I've got some tasty cake donuts.
Mm.
And you know those little... They're so much better than Hostess. Mm. And they're in the truck, and I'm going
what
to
are they, Little Debbie? That bag.
No, Tasty Treat.
That's tasty the brand. Cake.
Tasty Cake.
That's never heard brand. Of it.
So good.
A little Sweet Treat.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I got Bomb Pops at home.
Do you be up all night?
I call the blue. Why you guys got to get the white? Brady can have the red, I guess.
Yeah, what do the listeners think of sharing a bomb pop?
No.
Color by color.
It's a great thought.
All right, send this out.
Brady red, Keith white, me blue. Bomb pop.
Hey, America. Hang in there.
Little words of encouragement.
Cut.